Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, God Knows What We Really Need.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now, some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say? To say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. No doubt, the people who witnessed this miracle would never forget it. Here is a paralyzed man being carried on a stretcher by his friends, hoping Jesus will heal him. Not being able to get inside the house, they remove part of the roof and lower him right before Jesus, hoping that when Jesus sees him, he will heal him, as he has healed so many people. But when Jesus looks at the man, he does not say, "Stand up and walk." Rather, he says, "Your sins are forgiven." These words scandalize the scribes and no doubt confuse the people. We wonder about the reaction of the paralytic. Was he surprised? Did he find relief from this heavy burden? Was he confused? We don't know. But we do know that when Jesus is challenged for claiming to forgive sins, he does heal the man of his paralysis. Does this seem strange, that Jesus would bypass the obvious reason for bringing the man to Jesus to heal him from his paralysis and instead tell him his sins are forgiven? Maybe an example here would be helpful. Suppose a man was in an auto accident. He is bleeding profusely from a wound in his side. He also has many cuts and bruises on his arms and other parts of his body. Although they are the most obvious wounds, they are not life-threatening. Although the attention is immediately given to the wound that is bleeding, the cuts and bruises can be taken care of later. Could this be how it was with Jesus and the paralytic? When Jesus saw him, he saw the greater need, the need to be forgiven of his sin. Maybe no one was aware of his sin, but Jesus saw the burden and compassionately lifted that burden from him. Then Jesus did heal him of his paralysis. What can we learn from this miracle? Maybe our trust in God's love and providence will become stronger as we see more clearly that God does know what is best for us. Maybe our prayer can be more simple by praying, "Your will be done," believing that God does love us and knows what is most needed in our life, even if we are not aware of that need ourselves. When we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," these words may have a deeper meaning for us, believing in God's providence and love. Perhaps we can believe that God will give us what we need at that time and not necessarily what we think we need. If we believe Jesus' words, "Your Father in heaven already knows what you need, even before you ask him," we may find that coming to prayer with this trust in God's love for us may cause our prayer to become more simple, more centered on God rather than on ourselves and our seemingly most essential needs. Dear compassionate God, you know my needs better than I know them myself. I come to you with trust in your love for me. Help me to realize that you will provide for me because you are my loving parent. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.